بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال لم يكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاحشا ولا متفحشا وكان يقول إن من خياركم أحسنكم أخلاقا رواه البخاري ومسلم والترمذي حضر عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was not a rude person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't rude, nor did he behave with indecency. In the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no lewdness, there was no immorality, there was no vulgarity. And in the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a lot of shame and modesty, there was no indecency. When you look at this word fahish or fuhish, then there are many things that we can talk about when it comes to speech. One is to speak immoral things, indecent things, to type and to text immoral and indecent things, and by way of extension, to be reading such things, whether it is literature, novels. This has become common today. A person feels he's not looking at some haram image, but he's texting something lewd, immoral, or he is reading something. So this is against the teachings of Islam. This is prohibited, this is wrong, this is incorrect. What has become common also is the use of vulgar words, the use of swear words in everyday speech, and people think nothing of it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't a person to talk like that, to talk in an offensive manner. Also who we talking to, the choice of words, how we address people, what words we use to address them. So the children today, unfortunately, that also, we find as we're going close to Qiyamah, then this bihayai, this immodesty, immorality is becoming very, very common. Whether it is in our speech, whether it is in our dressing, and this bear adbi, disrespect, this is becoming very, very common as the days are going along. So, small child is calling the parent by the name, not addressing the parent with a title of respect, calling the parent by the name, taking the mother's name, taking the father's name. So our elders, we find there were a lot of things that they instilled that brought about respect. Nowadays people want to question where is this from and where is that from. But we find the great amount of respect it brought about. So many, many aspects of deen are found in the teachings of our elders. So how we address people, the choice of words we use, if I'm talking, for example, to my father, if I'm talking to my mother, then how I will choose my words, I will select my words and talk to them, because they mustn't get offended. If I'm talking to my friend, then I can talk in any way. So I tell the children in the maktab, if you're talking to your friend, in between you say you're mad. So you can talk to your friend like that. But when you're talking to your parents, you can't use those words now. So you have to think very carefully what words I use. My mother may be sensitive. I can't use these words. She'll take offense, or later on she'll sit and think about it and it might offend her. I can't use certain words with my father, because he's my father. I have to have absolute respect. Even if I get upset, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, by way of extension, while we're on the topic, our Hazrat Mufti Sahib explains, and he says, Allah Ta'ala in the Qur'an al-Majeed explains regarding parents, that when they reach old age, then you mustn't say uff. Allah specifically mentions old age. So he explains that when they become old, then naturally they will become a bit crabby, a bit cranky, as we say. They will become a bit difficult. For a child, they will become a bit difficult. So at that time, you have to make a lot of sabr in the way you speak to your parents and conduct with them, in your behavior, in your speech. You can never become rude, can never become abusive. That time, when you are tested, don't even say, oof. Don't even show any indication of displeasure. So we should pay attention to correcting our words, our speech, how we speak, with who we speak, whether it is in a text, in a letter, in an email, how we talk, should think over and over again if it is appropriate. And also indecency, one is what is permissible between husband and wife, but in front of children now, that's another problem, that people are very carefree or free in front of small children, they're behaving indecently, we will say in public. With their wives is permissible, but not in public in front of children. So all these things we need to keep in mind. And what is also very, very common is this, swear words. Swear words in our speech, thinking nothing about it. Sometimes with the ulama also, people are just swearing and talking to them because they don't think it's something wrong. So we should keep this in mind, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't a person that was indecent in his speech, nor indecent in his behavior, how he conducted. Sometimes we think we're wearing the sunnah libas and then road rage. One is how we got a beard, so people see the beard and see the kurta, and then how we talk. Sometimes fights break out over soccer matches, over some arguments, some small matter, and then the general public, they observe and they say, look at these Muslims. So what impression it gives. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't rude in his speech or his behavior. In his behavior, and he used to say, the best among you are those that have the best character. Allah Ta'ala grant us the best character.